The ABC has reporters stationed in towns running down the Murray-Darling system from Queensland to South Australia. Let's hear first from Ellie Bradfield, who's in St George in Queensland. Ellie, for such a long time, it's been those cotton growers in that region who've been having the finger pointed at them, hasn't it?
It absolutely has, and people around St George and Dirranbandi as well, where I've been this morning, have been talking about how Cubby Station has been making the headlines for such a long time, and as you said, fingers being pointed, accusations being flown around about taking too much water to grow cotton. The Murray-Darling Basin Plan has had a pretty significant impact already on towns like Dirranbandi in particular, and St George as well. There's been, you know, the number of kids at the local school in Dirranbandi has halved. When I went there today, I noticed a difference even from a couple of years ago. There's empty shop fronts. There's a real sense of, I guess, despair from people there. And the feeling that I felt today from those local business owners in Dirranbandi was just a real sense of injustice. Why do they have to feel the economic pain that they are in, only to find out that people further downstream aren't complying? I guess, yeah, that real sense of injustice was really strong today. Irrigators say that it just proves that the Murray-Darling Basin Plan isn't working. They say they've been feeling these effects for a long time, and this shows that there is no gain to be made from a plan like this when it's across jurisdictions as the Murray-Darling Basin is. And they say that that's just not fair when they see that further downstream things aren't being complied with.
And Ellie, just briefly, what do you think the support for the Murray-Darling Basin Plan is in those communities right now?
I think it's zero, Matt. I think there's just everyone that I've spoken to today has said that it should be scrapped.
All right, Ellie Bradfield in St George. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
Gavin Coote is in Walgett, which is basically ground zero for where Four Corners was identifying those properties that it broadcast last night. Gavin, welcome. You've had a chat to some farmers. What are they saying?
You've got to remember the people who, are being investigated, the people that are being talked about. These people that supply them. They rely on them for business. They went to school with them. They grew up with them. They're in sporting clubs together. These people, a lot of them, supply things like fuel and agricultural supplies. So a lot of them don't want to say anything too much and sort of upset the apple cart as far as how the system is working. But some of them are quite relieved or almost happy that there has been, I guess this has come to light. Others, however, have said that this is almost a bit of a witch hunt for cotton growers. And
yeah, that's what I'm interested in. Are people actually defending what they've seen?
Yes, look, there are some that have come out, and they're very articulate and well-known cotton growers in this area, and they're the types of people that follow down to the very T these rules, and they maintain that the vast majority of irrigators around here do follow water-sharing rules. They acted on those embargoes that were enforced a couple years ago, and that it's maybe a couple and maybe a few people, some issues with compliance that need to be looked at, but they said that happens in any industry. And much like when these issues were brought up about the Gavin Hanlon meeting with irrigators, they make the comment that bureaucrats meet with interest groups all the time, and they made the suggestion that people like Gavin Hanlon would have well met with environmental groups or any other interest groups as well.
Oh, that's interesting. And just briefly, what's the support like for the Murray-Darling Basin Plan now?
Look, it is a mixture. People haven't gone so far as saying it should be completely ripped up, but it's something. They're working towards something, and it's no point going back to square one. So I don't think they're all pleased with the plan, you wouldn't say, but they don't want to completely tear it up altogether.
All right, Gavin Coote and Walgett, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Sophie Wainwright's our reporter in Broken Hill. Sophie, thanks for being with us. You were at the Function Centre last night watching the broadcast with residents. What did they say?
I guess they were outraged, but they weren't totally surprised with the revelations on Four Corners. It's something that I guess you could say hundreds of residents out here have had suspicions about for years, particularly about the over-extraction and mismanagement of water. 15 years ago, a Darling River Action Group in Broken Hill formed, and that was formed because of the low flows into the Darling River and Menindee Lake system, which is the system that Broken Hill relies on for its drinking water. So over the years, that's grown. 15,000 members are part of their Facebook page, and they've just been lobbying to government officials to say, hey, we need water. We're having a lack of water.
Because Broken Hill nearly ran out.
That's right. Broken Hill's Mayor Daria Turley, who's also the president of the local Labor branch, called for a royal commission. She was outraged, really angry and emotive, actually. And graziers and townspeople were also angry, calling for a royal commission to examine the allegations in the program and the actions of the New South Wales government's move to change irrigation rules in the Barwon-Darling Basin. And, you know, we spoke to lots of people there, and one lady said, if something isn't done, it's almost like the mafia, the water mafias. So people are very passionate about water out here, and they were glad that it was aired. But yeah, their fight isn't finished, I suppose I could say.
All right. Sophie Wainwright in Broken Hill, thank you.
Thank you.
So now we're going to go to Brittany Evans in our office in Renmark in South Australia. Pretty much the end of the line for the Murray-Darling. Brittany, thanks so much for being with us. What's been the impression of the allegations we saw go to air last night?
A lot of mixed reaction. One gentleman here, part of the Central Irrigation Trust, was disappointed with the program and its conclusions, although it exposed some issues and perceptions that are misunderstood within water and the basin plan, which are both very complex issues here. He found that the program demonised some of the irrigators here, which he's quite disappointed with. But there was also some perspectives in regards to the environment, that the basin plan is actually having a good effect here in South Australia. They're finding that down here at the end of the line, although there are, we can always use more water, from their words, that at the moment things are looking good.
Brittany Evans in Renmark. And amazing how the opinion on the plan changes as you move down the system, isn't it?